Maxine Waters gives shout-out to millennial supporters for staying woke. By Hannah Blow on September 28, 2019. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, gave her millennial supporters a shout-out on Friday for staying woke and supporting her endless calls for impeachment throughout the months. "Shout-out to all of the millennials for staying woke and supporting me all this time. I've been warning Congress about Trump and why we needed to impeach him," Waters wrote. "Remember what I've always said, if you fight, you can win." Waters' shout-out follows a week of impeachment drama in Congress, resulting in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA caving and formally announcing an impeachment inquiry. Democrats used a whistleblower complaint, which is based entirely on hearsay, not first-hand knowledge, as a catalyst for their latest impeachment efforts. Waters insisted on CNN's Cuomo primetime on Thursday that Democrats had more than enough evidence to impeach President Trump, despite the transcript of the conversation between Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky showing no quid pro quo. She doubled down on Friday, proclaiming during an interview with BuzzFeed's AM2DM that Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr are part of a conspiracy. "Let me just say that Attorney General Barr has defined himself as being just the president's lawyer, not the people's lawyer that he's supposed to be. He's willing to do whatever it takes to protect the president. He's not a credible human being. His name has come up in this whole issue about the president's call and work that's been done with Ukraine to try to pressure them and get information about Biden. I know, given what he's done in the past, that he's guilty in being involved by either assisting Giuliani or doing other kinds of things to try and get Ukraine's president to come out and get dirt on Biden. First of all, we have seen that no matter what the president does, they come up with a kind of messaging to defend him. No matter what it is, none of them have had the courage, the patriotism, or the guts to stand up for what is right for our country. So I expect that Pence is part of this conspiracy to try to get Ukraine to do something in a fake investigation and come out with some dirt on Biden. I'm looking forward to that coming out in the hearings that will be done by the Judiciary Committee as they take up the impeachment resolution." Waters also revealed herself to be a transcript truther, writing, "Trump and his sycophants tried to cover up the transcripts re his phone call to Ukraine's president by hiding the info on a server reserved for highly classified info. It didn't work."